the main points. The multipurpose ship codenamed La Drague Chantalbia, belonging to the Douala Ports Authority, has anchored in Douala after a complete renovation in Nigeria. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. The under-20 women's football team are in Colombia for the 2024 Under-20 Women's World Cup to kick off on August the 31st. The multipurpose ship named La Drague Chantalbia, belonging to the Douala Ports Authority, has anchored in Douala after complete renovation works in Nigeria. The vessel that was sent to the shipsite dry dock Port Harcourt in 2022 for servicing was received yesterday at the Douala terminal of the Douala Bonaberry Seaport during a ceremony presided over by the Director General of the Douala Ports Authority, Cyrus Ngo Pontianus Lawon.
Chantalbia is back. The multipurpose dredging vessel of the Douala Ports Authority is completely overhauled after spending 3 years at the shipside dry dock in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Its 9 engines have been renewed, the dredging mechanism reviewed, its electricity system renovated, and the bodywork panebitted and sprayed, among others. The 6 billion francs worth ship, acquired some 27 years ago, is once again fit to carry out all dredging work and other functions for the Douala Ports Authority after 13 years of inactivity. Captain Eric Fofia led the technical crew that took the vessel to Port Harcourt.
It's a trailing dredger. It can also dredge mechanically using the crane and a stationary dredging. So we have all those functions together. You will not find a vessel like Chantalbia. It was built specially for this our water, for Douala Port.
Receiving the ship at the container terminal of the Douala Bonaberry Seaport, the Director General of the Douala Ports Authority, Cyrus Ngo, challenged the technical crew to maintain it in good shape for at least 25 more years. Ponsianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
The government of Cameroon has assisted vulnerable livestock farmers of the northwest region with a package of close to 18,000 broilers, chicks, and traditional chicks. The distribution of the government largesse in Bamenda was presided over by Northwest Governor Adolphe Lili Lafrique. Cordin Dofuke Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
The 560 vulnerable farmers drawn from the 7 divisions of the Northwest region celebrated the largesse of the government of Cameroon through the Northwest Livestock Development Fund, CDNO, following a protocol agreement with emergency projects to combat food crisis in the country. Mba Chupong Michael is the administrative director of CDNO.
It will help their neighbors and other people in their communities to share in that largesse.
The farmers say the huge government assistance will enable them stand out as veritable livestock farmers.
They should hold the agri-fowls and country fowl very well.
I thank the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya, for this gesture.
Governor Adolphe Lili Lafrique exhorted the vulnerable farmers to consider the government action in combating food crisis as a peace-building measure.
They have been given new opportunities to develop their own business through the gift given to them by the project.
The close to 18,000 broiler chicks and traditional chicks at laying each, the farmers received 560 bags of complete feed, 560 feeders, and 560 complete poultry houses constructed at the homes of the beneficiaries. Carl De Ndofuko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
This press release from the National Anti-Corruption Commission. The chairman of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massingams, informs the national and international public that the institution will organize a corruption-free back-to-school campaign in the 10 regions of Cameroon from the 19th to the 24th of August 2024. The theme of this year's campaign is Let's Work Together for a Corruption-Free 2024-2025 School Year. During this period, teams from CONAC will be visiting schools, decentralized services of the education sector, and areas with a high population density to sensitize the national education community on the need to avoid any corrupt practices in the education sector in general, and particularly during sensitive period of the start of the new school year. The official ceremony to launch the nationwide campaign will take place in the town of Akonolinga, Nyong and Fumo Division in the Central Region on Tuesday, the 20th of August, 2024. Meanwhile, the chairman of CONAC urges all stakeholders in the education sector to report any abuses they may be victims or witnesses of during this sensitive period of the beginning of the new school year to the following CONAC contacts: WhatsApp 658-262682, hotline 1517, email info@conac.cm, website www.conac.cm. It is signed by the chairman of CONAC, Reverend Dr. Judene Masingams. CRTV News. A French court has seized three jets owned by the Nigerian government amid a long-standing dispute with a Chinese company. The rust stems from a 2007 contract between Zhongshan Fengsheng Industrial Investment and Nigeria's southwestern Ogun State to develop a free trade zone where a massive industrial park was to develop to attract investors. While the agreement is said to have been terminated between 2015 and 2016, the Zhongshan company has reported that it was forced out of the deal through a campaign of illegal acts. The authorities in Nigeria have fiercely condemned the seizure of its planes, suggesting that Zhongshan had a sole objective of undercutting and scamming an African government. In sports, the under-20 women football team of Cameroon are in Colombia ahead of the 2024 under-20 Women's World Cup to run from the 21st of August to the 22nd of September 2024. Coach Hassan Bala and his 24 players left Yaoundé yesterday. Harrison Ashu Tiku presents the team in the following report.
Katibia, Ngole Chelsea, and Nga Kalis Chantal are the three goalkeepers of the squad that plied their trade in the Guinness Women's Super League. They are to be protected by seven defenders, amongst them just Ngase Mbele Bernadette of FC Florineuf in France plays abroad. The remaining six players are all home-based players. The midfield consists of five local and two foreign-based players: Ngom Monique of Stade Reims and Tokun Joya Ashtar of Getafe Femino in Spain are expected to bring in their experience to guide the five other local players. Up front, the team top scorers, Lamine Mana, Naomi Eto, and Engenambem Ani Felicia, who helped the team to secure a ticket to the World Cup, will play along four other experienced strikers. Coach Hassan Bala is going into the Under-20 Women's World Cup with 18 local players and 6 foreign-based players. Less than 2 weeks to the start of the tournament, the Under-20 Lionesses are expected to finalize their strategies in Bogota, in Colombia, before the competition kicks off on the 31st of August.
Harrison Ashu, meanwhile, the 6th edition of holiday sports activities organized annually by the Presidential Guards have ended in Yaoundé with 1,675 boys and girls who took part backing home medals and attestations. The closing ceremony yesterday was presided over by the commander of the Presidential Guards, Colonel Beko Abondo Raymond Jean Charles, in the presence of Cameroon's roving ambassador, Albert Roger Miller. Ben Collins Nyeberiwo reports.
1,675 boys and girls aged between 12 and 16 years were grouped in 21 training programs. For the past 8 weeks, the children worked every Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon under 140 military and civilian coaches at the multi-sports complex of the Presidential Guard Camp in Milen Yaoundé and at the JP Mounted Squadron Kang Yeyap Mosa. a moment to promote peaceful coexistence and civic values among the young stars. The children are returning to their homes with different skills acquired.
My name is Fatimatu Wabi Yasmin. The activities are very good and educative. My domain. I knew how to draw, but now I know how to draw more, how to put details on it, and how to paint.
My name is Tamko Fuji Gabriel. I am doing self-defense. My holidays here was good. I've learned many things here in self-defense. We learn how to defend ourselves, and when somebody is coming, we have to block and put him down.
During the closing ceremony this Friday afternoon, some children recited what they learned.
Cameroon, oh Cameroon, your majesty is clear, a land of wonder and beauty, a place we hold dear. I love my country, Cameroon.
The closing ceremony, punctuated by sketches and music from the four cultural zones of Cameroon, kept the mammoth crowd at the Presidential Guard Camp in Milen Yaoundé on their feet, with the curtains of the 6th edition of Holiday Sports Activities drawn. Another rendezvous has been taken for 2025.
CRTV News.